Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Yevamos, Per Gimel, Mishnah Hay, and Mishnah Vav. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Reziva Kagon, B'Karav Mamish. And now we're going to add in another level called Mimer. And we've mentioned this previously, very briefly, so let's discuss it for a moment. Mimer is Kiddushin D'Rabbanon when we're discussing Yibam. We know that in a regular case, if a person wants to get married, the first stage in that marriage is Kiddushin. He gives her money or a ring, maybe a shtar, and he says, Harayat Mikudash Esli. And that's a full-fledged marriage. Now when it comes to Yibam, it's different, because we know from the Torah, the real way to fully be miyabim a woman is to do yibum, to be bail her, to live with her like husband and wife. And if he does mimer, which is kiddushin, he gives her money or a ring and he says, Harayat Mikudash Esli, that's not really connecting him to her as husband and wife. However, there is still somewhat of a connection. So now we're going to see how that's relevant. Mishnah says, Shlosh Achim, we have three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Shnayim, Hem, Sum, Shtei, Achayos, two of them are married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel, Leah, Ve'echon, Mufne, one of them is open, he's free, he's not married, Meis, Achim, Bale, Achayos, let's say one of them married to one of the sisters dies, so Reuven dies, Va'asaba Mufne Mimer, and his not married brother Levi does Mimer to Reuven's wife Rachel. And then the second brother dies, meaning Shimon dies. So now we have two women, who are sisters, Rachel and Leah, falling to Levi. So Beshame says, Ishta Imai, his wife is with him, meaning Levi's considered 100% married to Reuven's wife, Rachel, and the second one, Leah, Shimon's wife, she goes free because of Achais Isha. According to Beshame, Mimer connects them 100%, and therefore Shimon's wife just goes free. However, Beshil says, Maitzis Ishtai beget ubechalitza, Levi divorces his wife with get and chalitza, ve'eshes achav bechalitza, and the wife of his brother with chalitza. And that's because Mimer is not a full-fledged kiddushin according to Beis Hillel. And therefore, we basically have two sisters falling to Levi, and he's not allowed to marry either of them. So both of them need chalitza. However, the woman whom he gave Mimer to also needs a get, because the only way to undo a Mimer, which is kiddushin, is with a get. And Zuhisha Amru, it's about this case that Chazal said, oilei al ishtai ve'oilei al eshes achav. Woe to him regarding his wife, and woe to him regarding his brother's wife. Because in this situation, Levi didn't fully marry Reuven's wife, so now he's stuck, he can't marry her or Shimon's wife, and so he lost out on both of them. And moving on to Mishnah Vav. Shlosha Achim, three brothers, Shnai Mehem, Sum, Shtei Achayos, two of them are married to two sisters, Reuven and Shimon are married to Rachel and Leah, Ve'echad Nasui Nachris, and one of them is married to Nachris, which means a random woman who's not related to these two sisters. And Meis Echad Nibale Achayos, one of the brothers who's married to one of the sisters dies, so Reuven dies, Ve'echad Nasui Nachris is Ishtai, and Levi, the one who's married to the random woman, he marries Reuven's wife Rachel. Ve'meis, and then Levi dies. So Yishayna Yotzim Shom Achayos Isha, the first one, meaning Rachel, the one whom Levi was Miyabim, she goes free because of Achayos Isha. She's the sister of Shimon's wife, Ushnei Mishum Tzarasa. And the second one, Levi's wife, goes free because she's the Tzara. Let's say Asaba Mimer, Levi only did Mimer to Reuven's wife, Rachel. Vamesh, and then Levi died, so Nachris Chalitza says, Lemes Yavemes. Levi's original wife, the Nachris, the one who's not related, she needs Chalitza, not Yibam. Another scenario, Shlosha Achim, three brothers, Shnai Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achayos, two are married to two sisters, Ve'echad Nasui Nachris, and the third brother, Levi, is married to a random woman. And in this case, Meis HaNasui Nachris. Levi is the one that died first, and then one of the ones who's married to one of the sisters marries his wife, so Reuven is Miyabim Leah's wife, Vameis, and then Reuven dies. Over here also it's the same thing. Harishani Yotz Misham Achais Isha. The first one goes free because of Achais Isha, meaning Reuven's original wife, Rachel, she's going to go free because she's the sister of Shimon's wife, Ushnei Misham Tzarasa. The second one, meaning Levi's original wife, is going to go free because she's the Tzara. She's Tzara's Erva. And same thing, let's say Asaba Mimer Vameis. Reuven only did Mimer to Levi's wife and then he died. So Nachris Chaletzes, Lemes Yavemes, Levi's wife, the Nachris, she needs Chalitza and she's not allowed to do Yibam. We're going to stop here for the day. I'm picking up tomorrow's Mishnah Zayin and Ches. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.